News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There is no small degree of anger in Wicklow, where locals are insisting that the government intervene to prevent a family from Albania being forced to leave the county and move to Monaghan. They have three young children, this family, with one settled in school and the other in creche. They are seeking asylum in this country. For more on this, we're joined by Naomi of Wicklow Welcomes, who knows the family well. Naomi, what was the reaction of this family to being told that they're moving?
Hi, Ciarán, how are you doing? Well, to be honest, they were distraught, actually. They were very upset. You know, they have settled in the community here and they have children in school, they have children in play school, and they're volunteering in the community and they've made friends in the community. So they were really, really upset and they were given very short notice, you know, which we feel it's not acceptable and it's a little bit inhumane, to be honest. You know, they were told on Wednesday evening that they were to leave this morning and that they needed to pack up their family of five in the space of a day.
So are they, as we speak, are they packed and ready to go, or what's the situation on the ground this morning?
Yes, so I think, well, now I haven't seen them, but I believe that that's the plan this morning, is that they have to leave this morning.
But they, as you said, kids in school, so the kids are due in school in Wicklow today, but they won't be going.
The kids are due in school today, yeah.
And do they know where they'll be going to school?
No, that will all only be arranged once they arrive into the new direct provision centre that they're going to in Monaghan.
How long have they been in Wicklow?
They've been here for about 5 months.
And how have they been getting on?
Great. I mean, they've been getting on great. This is the thing, you see. Okay, so where they are staying is actually they're staying in emergency accommodation. So it is supposed to be temporary, and we understand, you know, we acknowledge that that's not ideal. However, in this particular instance, the family are actually very happy where they are, you know, because they have settled. As I said, their children are in school and play school. Like, they have fled their country, and by asking them to leave in this manner, we feel that it's heaping trauma, you know, more trauma on them in an already difficult situation, you know, and then with very little notice.
So are you calling the Minister for Justice or who to intervene this morning and say, look, let's put a stop to this?
Yeah, I mean, that would be fantastic if we could get some sort of an intervention. If we could have the department, you know, understand the complexities of each individual situation. And with this particular family, you know, like, maybe, you know, wouldn't it be great if they could even talk to the family and actually listen and hear what they have to say? Because they're not being unreasonable. They're just so upset, and their children are so upset. You know, they were told that they had to leave school, that they weren't let back in. Their oldest little girl has made loads of friends in school. She's really social, you know, and she has been distressed by this, you know. So I know, I understand it's not feasible to talk with every single asylum-seeking family, you know, moving, but I do think that the Department of Justice should be willing to speak with voluntary community groups, even like ourselves, like Wicklow Welcomes, because we are doing good work, you know, and we're filling a gap left by the department, whether that's a lack of resources or whatever. But, you know, there is a gap there, and we're on the ground every day. We're doing integration work. And I think that if we were given an opportunity to be heard, we could even help the department do a better job, do better, you know, going forward.
All right, we'll leave it there. Naomi, who, as I said, is from Wicklow Welcomes, knows that family well. Thanks a million for speaking to us.